Jeff Langbitt, joined here today by Reg Potts of the South Central Calhoun Titans. He has made it official that he is going to be heading to DMAC to do both cross country and track. Reg, congratulations on signing with DMAC and appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be on here.
You bet, Reg. Let's talk about the recruiting process for you. You've been an outstanding track and cross-country athlete there for South Central Calhoun for several years now. How long ago did you know that you wanted to continue doing both of those in college?
It was probably like right after I made it to state for the first time in cross-country. I kind of realized that I could be pretty good at this if I tried hard.
I know you put in a lot of time running. What's like a regular week for you if the weather's decent and you can get out and do a lot of running?
Well, it kind of just depends if I'm in season or not, just on like what's going to be on which days. But in the season, it would probably be like Sunday as a complete recovery day, and then probably a workout Monday, something fast on the track, and then like an easy run day Tuesday and Wednesday, and then like a longer, slower workout Thursday, another easy day Friday, and then like a long run Saturday. And then that would get me around 75 to 80 miles on the week.
75 to 80 miles. When did you realize that you really enjoy running?
I kind of realized that like the summer before my junior year started.
What kind of made you go, oh, yeah, I really like this? Was it getting to state, or do you have family members that like to go out and run?
Oh, I just like the calm summer days where I could just, like, go out, run, like, a couple miles and just, like, enjoy everything.
When it is warm in the summer, do you do most of your running in the morning or evening, or do you go out right in the heat of the day?
I like to do it in the evening.
Okay. What is it about the evening that you enjoy?
To get up so early. Number two, it's not so hot out.
Okay. So for you, Reg, you're going to do both cross country and track. Some cross country runners I talk to kind of do track but aren't huge fans of track. Some track runners aren't huge fans of cross country, but they do it. I get the sense you really enjoy both. What is it about both sports you really enjoy?
I like cross country, how it's like super competitive and like there's only one winner for every meet. And that's what I really enjoy about cross country and like how it's just so gritty and like anything can change like at any point of the race. And track, it's all about just like how good can you perform and like on perfect conditions.
So if you had a preference on one, do you like kind of being out running, you know, out in the country sometimes at golf courses or at different parks or whatever, or do you prefer kind of being on the track? Is there one that's more comfortable for you?
Between those two, but I really enjoy like doing road races for like half marathons and stuff. And at the community college level, there is a half marathon national championships a couple days after cross country nationals, which that's what I'm super excited for.
So it sounds like that's what you're going to really kind of focus on a little bit.
Yeah, probably, just because that's like where I have my best time at right now. Like with my current half marathon time, which, like, I've never been in a super fast one, I would have got, like, 39th last year.
Okay. How many of those do you compete in? How many of those do you compete in?
I've only competed in two. I did one before my cross-country season, and then I did one, like, 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Reg, let's talk about that recruiting process for you. Did you start reaching out to coaches, or when did coaches start reaching out to you and kind of expressing and finding out what kind of interest you had in continuing to run in college?
I kind of, like, started reaching out to them first and, like, kind of try to figure out, like, what kind of a college I want to go to and what kind of program I'd like.
What schools did you start reaching out to right away?
Community college level and some four-year schools, like some more of the D3 smaller schools.
Did you get a chance to visit any of those colleges? Which colleges did you go to?
I went to Northwestern and Iowa Central and DMAC.
And DMAC. Did you have good conversation with those coaches leading into those visits?
I would say so, more with Northwestern.
What did you like about Northwestern, and what stood out for you on your visit there?
Well, I have friends over from ESAC that went there, you know, Parker Engel and Isaiah Aragon both went there, and they were kind of wanting me to get on the team there. And the coaches are really nice and friendly and welcoming there.
Was it difficult telling Parker and Isaiah that you weren't coming to run with them?
Yeah, a little bit.
So for DMAC, what stood out for you about DMAC? Because when I asked you before the interview, you said it was a fairly easy choice. So what was it about DMAC, the campus, the coaches, and stuff that made it kind of an easy choice for you?
Well, DMAC doesn't have, like, a huge history of, like, winning or anything, but it's a fairly new program with a fairly new coach, I believe. And he ran pretty good in the NCAA. Like, I think he was, like, a 401. Miler or something over at Iowa, and you know, and then they had two guys do pretty well at nationals this year, and their training was similar to mine, like super high mileage and everything, so it just seemed really appealing.
What were those early conversations like with coach?
Well, I didn't really talk to him much before I went on the visit, so that's where I kind of like met him at. And also the sports campus is at Boone, and it's fairly small because that's all they really have is just their athletic programs and everything. So it's a pretty small campus too, which I like.
What did coach tell you about what he sees in you as a runner that made you feel like that was a good spot for you?
Well, they were second at nationals, and he's like, yeah, we want to win, and that could make you you could make our team the difference. So, yeah, we're trying to now gun for number one in the nation. And he thinks I can be an All-American like seven times or something. So, yeah, he sees a lot of me, I think.
So, the cross country there, what are you looking at running? What's going to be the main focus for the part of your track career at DMAC?
Well, cross country in college, normally it starts out at 5K and goes up to 10K, but for a community college, it only goes up to 8K, so that's 5 miles. And then once I get into track, I'll probably be running the 10K and the 5K.
Reg, for you, when you contacted the coach there at DMAC and told him you were coming there, you know, what was that conversation like?
Well, I was just like, hey, I'm interested in your program. Here are my times. And he's like, okay, we're getting you on a visit right now. So that's pretty much how it went.
Was he pretty excited when you told him you were going to sign?
Yeah, he was pretty excited.
So you told me criminal justice is a thought for you, you know, as far as a major. How important is the education part of this for you? And what is it about criminal justice that's making you lean that direction right now?
Well, the reason why I chose criminal justice is because if I figured I didn't want to go to college or I couldn't find one that I feel like I would enjoy that much, I was going to become a state trooper, and that's like closest thing I can get to that while I'm in college.
Well, Reg, congratulations on a great career at South Central Calhoun. I know it's not over yet. I'm looking forward to watching you run again here this spring for track. And I know DMAC's getting a guy that's going to be a fantastic runner and a great young man. So appreciate you joining us here today, and congratulations on signing with DMAC. You bet. Reg Potts again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. Again, he's headed to DMAC to continue his education along with his cross country and track career.